A new servitude. There's something in that, I soliloquized. Mentally, be it understood, I did not talk aloud. I know there is, because it does not sound too sweet. It is not like such words as liberty, excitement, enjoyment. Delightful sounds, truly, but no more than sounds for me, and so hollow and fleeting that it is mere waste of time to listen to them. But servitude, that must be a matter of fact. Anyone may serve. I have served here 8 years. Now all I want is to serve elsewhere. Can I not get so much of my own will? Is not the thing feasible? Yes. Yes. The end is not so difficult, if I had only a brain active enough to ferret out the means of attaining it. I sat up in bed by way of arousing this said brain. It was a chilly night. I covered my shoulders with a shawl, and then I proceeded to think again with all my might. What do I want? A new place, in a new house, amongst new faces, under new circumstances. I want this, because it is of no use wanting anything better. How do people do to get a new place? They apply to friends, I suppose. I have no friends. There are many others who have no friends, who must look about for themselves and be their own helpers. And what is their resource? I could not tell. Nothing answered me. I then ordered my brain to find a response, and quickly. It worked, and worked faster. I felt the pulses throb in my head and temples, but for nearly an hour it worked in chaos, and no result came of its efforts. Feverish, with vain labour, I got up and took a turn in the room, undrew the curtain, noted a star or two, shivered with cold, and again crept to bed. A kind fairy in my absence had surely dropped the required suggestion on my pillow, for as I lay down, it came quietly and naturally to my mind. Those who want situations, advertise. You must advertise in the Herald. How? I know nothing about advertising. Replies rose smooth and prompt now. You must enclose the advertisement and the money to pay for it under a cover directed to the editor of the Herald. You must put it, the first opportunity you have, into the post at Lowton. Answers must be addressed to J.E. at the post office there. You can go and inquire in about a week after you send the letter, if any are come, and act accordingly. This scheme I went over twice, thrice. It was then digested in my mind. I had it in a clear, practical form. I felt satisfied, and fell asleep.